Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 1st, 2024. Every so often, about four or five times a week when I am in collecting my podcast questions from those of you who are generous enough to offer to me your questions. And they are, it does take a tremendous sense of generosity to do this. So I'm very, very grateful for your interest. But everybody asks me certain questions about myself, about how I came into the work and things like that, what really happened. And they're trying to compare what they go through in their lives with the practice and why they are doing it and how it happened to me. And I don't know if that is healthy or not. You can't really compare the two because, you know, there are certain elements of our life that are different and strike a different chord in us when we come into this world, as we do with karma and all sorts of events and circumstances that sustain what we're going to face in our fate and our destiny in this world. So please don't look at what I'm about to share with you in this series of questions that I have from Kay in Los Angeles, who has been a donor and a subscriber to our podcast for many, many years. And her email to me was like, please, please do this, blah, 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 before you die. And I don't know why this seems to be so important to her, but I'm going to share some things out of respect for her and her many years of being someone who writes a beautiful question every month or two and has been very, very generous with her heart as far as her questions are concerned and her donations. So, yeah, I guess in a way I kind of owe this to her, and I'm grateful to be able to do it. Okay, so this is the motivation. What this is all about is that Kay is asking me, where did you begin? How did you begin? What was your journey? And she asked specific questions. So since she's asking these very important and insightful questions, I thought, well, yes, this is a good time to do this. So here we go. Okay, Kay, this is for you in gratitude. The first question, where and when did you begin your spiritual practice in childhood? When I was a small child, when I was little, I don't know why, but I came in with an attitude, and I've kind of sustained that attitude all throughout my life. And the attitude was, oh my God, look where I wound up. And I guess you could say, Kay, that I was very surprised and not very enthusiastic about the parents I had and the environment I was brought up and brought into. I could say I was not very excited about being the son of Ed and Jean Penn. And when this all happened, I guess what started to evolve inside of me is a kind of a divine discontent for being in this world. Just really a difficulty with looking at my life in this world. I could feel it even at 4 or 5 years old. I was very determined about many things, and that determination was based, and I can't tell you why, and why I'm here and what brought me here. I was, I don't say obsessed, but I was constant with it. I wanted to know how I got here, why I'm here, and what the hell happened. And I can't tell you why that that happened to me. I just, there's no logic, reasoning. There's no wordage for it. I just came into this experience. I knew for whatever reason that my mother and father were, what do I want to say, nuttier than fruitcakes. I just didn't feel right about them. They had a terrible relationship. I think that's the first thing a child feels is the relationship of their mother and father, and that becomes their environment. Well, for me, that environment was not something that was predicated on love or kindness at all. I was born, Kay, to be the answer to their lousy marriage that they made for themselves. That was my sole purpose in this world for them, was that I would be that person who would make my father love his wife and vice versa. It was all very primitive. It's DNA stuff. It's woman needs man. Man, you know, wants woman. He doesn't necessarily need her, but he wants her, and then he comes to need her. And so that was the beginning of the very beginning. And I remember being my earliest memory of being in this body was simply discontent for where I was and feeling the hostility that my mother and father had for each other. This is where I came up with the insight for myself that the relationship I was having with myself was the one that my mother and father were having with each other. And I stick by that in my counseling, my work with people, teaching them how to meditate. That's my sole purpose. That's my session work, is what is going on in your brain? What is going on within you? What made all this happen? What is it about me that made this happen? That was my true conjecture about my life. What is it about me that made this all happen? And it was very troubling to me. I would be standing out in, I'll give you an example, Kay. I would be standing out in the left field or right field of baseball when I was in Little League, watching the pitcher throw the ball to the catcher and, you know, all that stuff. And I'd be standing there. I wasn't really thinking about the game at all. I was thinking about, this is useless. What are we doing? This is just useless. Playing baseball? What are we doing? There always seemed to be much more importance in this lifetime than just standing there playing baseball. And, this went through everything I did, going to school, the whole thing. School was very boring for me. And so I couldn't coordinate how you do anything, how you do everything, not at that time. It was just not apparent to me at all. So what I did is I would suddenly walk off the field in baseball, in Little League, grab my gear and walk home. Because it just didn't make sense to me. Sense, S-E-N-S-E. That is how it was for me. I just didn't see why I was standing there playing baseball when there was something looming far bigger in my life than that. And there was something looming far bigger than that. The relationship my parents were having with each other was coming to a close. And for whatever reason, I could feel that something was wrong, that there was something wrong about the whole rigmarole of being involved with my mother and father and as the parental units of my life. And I just didn't know what to do with me. I wanted to figure it out. So that was the beginning, the genesis of wanting to know something greater than what I was experiencing as a little boy and as a newborn. And that's where it all seemed to begin for me. And it never, ever, ever relented. More in our next podcast. I'll answer some more of your questions. I hope this isn't too boring. If it is, just move on to some other podcasts that I've done, and maybe that'll help. But this is something that Kay has asked for, and I'm happy to do it. Please forgive me. Really forgive me. Namaste.